Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have the opportunity now to talk to Crane Kenny on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Crane, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. Must have been a long night for you.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having us on. Yeah, long night, but, you know, that's it's an important issue to deal with promptly and hopefully in the right way.
How did you become aware? I think we're all in real time sort of getting a lesson in some of the semiotics involved in what some of these signals mean, can mean, may mean, the difference between what can be implied or inferred here. So what was the process by which you found out and then came to the decision to issue a statement and open an investigation?
Yeah, so our social media team was made aware, honestly, by some viewers who saw it on television. It was not something we saw here in the ballpark, and you know, they were monitoring the social media accounts and saw it picked up. And then, honestly, I wasn't aware that that hand signal had so many different connotations. Then we dug into it right after the game ended. We kind of reached the conclusion that it's more likely than not that this person was using that hand signal as a racist way of interfering with everyone's enjoyment of the game, and that investigation is almost reached its conclusion, and we'll have more to say about that in a little bit. But that kind of took us from sort of game end till about midnight. And we talked to Doug. I called Doug right after we kind of learned about it and got his view of what was going on. And then continue to build the record through the night, and we've reached some conclusions this morning, and we'll be taking action as a result.
Crane, I would imagine that your search for this and kind of investigation into it was probably aided by social media and finding out who this person is and looking into what the meaning behind a symbol might be.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is one of the places where social media really was our friend. You know, we hadn't seen it, and to be honest, even if I had seen it on the screen, I wouldn't have recognized what it meant. And then it was called to our attention by some viewers, and after some research, you know, we verified that it is used in the wrong way by some misguided people, and we think that, you know, whether this person is going to ultimately say he intended it for, you know, that he was playing the circle game or some other stunt, you know, the judgment to use that in connection with a respected reporter who happens to be African-American doing his job, and you know, we love Doug and he does an amazing job for all of us, that connection and in his mind coincidences is not going to fly here.
How much is the response also informed by other recent stories in which the Cubs have found themselves regarding whether it's leaked emails or what we have known regarding Carl Edwards Jr. and messages directed toward him? Does that mean that there is an extra degree of vigilance at this point?
You know, I don't know I wouldn't say there's an extra degree of vigilance. You know, the friendly confines have been this safe haven, you know, a safe spot for everyone to come enjoy. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it's the place many come to get away from some of the stresses and difficulties we have to face outside the ivy-covered walls. And it's a place of inclusiveness. It's a place where everyone's welcome. It's, you know, we go back to Ernie Banks and his feelings about coming home and why he felt so great about playing at Wrigley Field. And it's true for every fan who walks in the doors. And we're privileged to be able to open those doors to everyone. And so we've always felt, you know, as I say, we have open borders at Wrigley Field. It's why we do tours and everything else. We encourage people to come in and take pictures of the scoreboard and the ivy. And as you know, other than our construction period, you know, it's open all the time because we see it as, we are caretakers of this incredible building and this incredible brand, but it really belongs to the fans, and that's kind of how we see it. So if anyone at any time, whether it's this moment or years ago, were to interfere with everyone's enjoyment of the building, we would probably take the same view.
So, Crane, if you're saying that the investigation, I guess, I think in your words, it was more likely than not turned up that this fan had used the symbol for in some nefarious manner. What is the burden of proof that the Cubs want to work with here? How do you guys go about setting expectations for what you can and can't find, can and can't action on? Does MLB help you with any of that in terms of guidelines, I suppose? It feels so weird to put guidelines on something like this in this day and age.
Yeah, you know, we're in some weird space these days. I think we're all living in a different era, you know, and there's been, you know, for reasons I think we all know, you know, the polarization of rhetoric and conversation, and not to get too geopolitical on everyone, but like it's become a very tense world, it seems, with the rhetoric some people use. And so I think we're erring on the side of protecting the enjoyment of all fans, whether they're viewers watching a broadcast or folks in the park. And I think we'll probably be erring on the side of, if this is just really, really poor judgment on this person's part, it still probably is going to lead to their permanent expulsion from the ballpark. And again, we don't do that lightly, because we do want everyone to come in and enjoy Wrigley Field. But in our view, the burden of proof would be on him. And trying to think of a way he could convince us this is not what we all think it is.
I wonder how then, with that, as you described, an open borders policy, how can you be certain of the efficacy of an expulsion? Is it more ceremonial? Is there any way you could actually keep someone out of a ballpark if they were bent on getting in? I just can't imagine it would be truly possible for somebody to be kept out in that way.
No, it actually is far more possible today than it was a year ago. So we've gone to digital ticketing. And so to enter the ballpark, and it's one of the reasons we did it. And I talked about when we were talking about why are you going to digital ticketing at the convention, and then since then, and we talked about security, wanting to know who's in the ballpark. It also helps us with counterfeits and fraud. It's also more expedient to get people in. And there was actually just a really well-done piece in the Tribune recently about all ballparks are going that direction and what are the pluses and minuses of it. One of the pluses is we know who's coming into the ballpark and trying to come into the ballpark. So this person would be, put them on, we'll call it the no-fly zone for Wrigley Field, and we should be able to prevent he or anyone else from coming in if that's our choice.
Is there a timeline, I guess, for a final determination made on this? It sounds like you're pretty close, you being the Cubs, pretty close to have made up your mind on this investigation.
Yeah, I think this will be finished today.
Crane, thank you for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate the time, guys.
That is Crane Kenny, the Cubs president of business operations.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.